For us to understand particular words,
就必须说明。
We must go into details.
啊，保罗写的书信。
In the letters of Paul,
他常常夹着犹太用词跟希腊用词。
He often would interchange between Jewish words and Greek words.
啊，所以我们要在念的时候要判断一下，他是用什么名词来的。
And therefore, when we read throughout his letters, we need to discern in what occasion is he using what type of words.
好，也用一点几秒钟稍微说一下，像荣耀这个字。
For example, the word glory.
旧约时期律法当中的荣耀是指神。
In the Old Testament, the word glory refers to God Himself.
但是罗马时期这个荣耀是指君王。
But during the Roman era, the word glory implies to the kings.
所以保罗在用荣耀的时候呢，他是用犹太思想来讲的。
So when Paul refers to the word glory, he is thinking as someone being educated in the Roman era.
那我们再讲一个用词。
Or for example, another word.
Lord 这个字 ，Lord 君王啊，王神。
Lord.
在旧约来讲是指神。
In the Old Testament, whenever you see the word Lord refers to God Himself.
不可以去随便用它的。
No one can misuse the word Lord.
可是自从罗马君王之后呢，共和之后，他们的 Lord 变成君王啊，王是神啊。
But in the Roman era, the word Lord refers to their king and lords.
这个这种用词有时候在这个新约圣经里头都会稍微要稍微注意一下。
And this is why we need to pay particular attention when we're studying the New Testament.
不要以为这样说，哇，那这样就很难讲到，不要这样想。
Some people say that might be very difficult to give a sermon in this way.
我们只要忠于圣经来讲就可以。
But this is not necessarily so when we read Chinese Bible translation.
四个图像。
We already talked about four pictorial analogies.
我们现在看第五个图像。
Now let us look at the fifth pictorial analogy.
那这个图像我们就比较很快就可以了解。
And the fifth one actually it can be easily understood.
因为我们每个人都有身体嘛。
Because each of us we have a physical body.
我们在讲第二章那个教会的头跟身体的时候。
And when we talk about the fullness of the body of the church.
跟这个地方。有一点重叠的地区。
It's a duplicate of the fifth analogy.
我们就可以知道呢，前面那个在讲它的这个充满了、丰满了。
The previous analogy, the second one, talks about the fullness.
那么在第四章的这个部分是讲到平衡跟完美的身体。
But here in chapter 4, it refers to a balanced and perfect body.
重点放在每个肢体。
And the focus is on every single part of the body.
以弗所书四章十一节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11.
以弗所书四章的十一节开始，一直到第十五节、十六节。
Until we read until verse 16.
这里说他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧者，有教师，这个讲的不同的功能，信徒当中承接不同的职务跟功能。
Here says that there are teachers, there are apostles, and here what it means is that the body has many different functions.
也就是各肢体。
And that's different body parts.
它其实也涵盖着教会的组织跟系统。
Which includes different systems and organizations and teams within the church.
那么到十二节的地方
，Verse 12，
他说为什么要这样设立
？Why needs to be set up this way？
他说要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Is to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up.
这个成全这个字哈，成全它的含义是，就是装备。
To prepare, to fulfill, what it means is to equip.
也就是说，这些 啊，先知、新约的先知、传道、福音这些人呢，啊，都要自我的装备。
What it means is all these people, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, what they need to do is they all need to equip themselves.
也在装备当中，让信徒他有完整的装备。
And during the process of equipping themselves, they will be complete in their equipment.
那要装备信徒，让每个信徒能够各尽其职。
To equip every member so that every member can be at full work for God.
每个信徒都装备完全。
And when every member is fully equipped,
那么这个基督的身体呢，就可以建立起来。
Then the body of Christ can be built up.
而且十三节有一个借据是说，直到我们众人在正道上同归于一。
13 continues and say, until we all reach unity.
那因此呢，他后面就接下来说几个重点了。
And so following, Paul talks about
不但同归于一，认识神的儿子，可以长大成人，满有身量，讲四个。
So he talks about the characteristics of the unity and its unity in faith, in knowledge, the Son of God become mature, attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
这些工人啊，传福音的啊，这些牧者、教师啊，有一个责任呢。
All these apostles, prophets, and evangelists, they all have a responsibility.
你必须在你的侍奉当中，让你的信徒都能够装备起来。
The goal of their service is that every member can be equipped through their servitude.
因为他十四节讲一句话。
Because verse 14 here states,
不要让这些信徒像小孩子一样。
Then we will no longer be infants.
中了诡计啊。
Tossed back and forth by the waves.
被欺骗的华术骗了。
And be blown here and there by every wind of teaching.
还有异教之风啊。
And by the cunning and craftiness of men.
当时最典型的异教之风就是 Gnostic 啊，那个灵智主义啊 ，Gnostic 啊，当时基督教。
In that time period, the most known craftiness or teaching was Gnosticism.
不是只有这样而已啊。
Not that, but that was not the only one.
在整个罗马时代
，In the Roman period，
宗教的、邪术的，什么思想都有。
Religious all types of witchcraft exist。
从社会上来讲，社会学来看
，And from sociology, if we look at Roman，
罗马的文化很发达
，Their culture was very advanced。
所以呢，像百花齐放啊，非常灿烂呐、啊。
It was like a garden with blossom flowers。
但是我们拿信仰的标准来看的时候
，But if we look at Roman time period in the perspective of faith，
糟糕啊，这些我们都不能接受的、啊。
Those are things that were unacceptable。
在国外我就不是很清楚了，在国外。
Here I'm not too sure。
我们有回台湾去的，可能就会稍微了解。
But if you have a chance to visit Taiwan, you probably know。
台湾除了从中国大陆移民到台湾去的这个汉，他们说汉人之外呢。
Besides the immigrants from early Taiwan history that came from mainland China,
它本地当中呢有十几个小的民族。
Taiwan itself already had 10 some of the local tribes there.
到台湾去访问，大家最认识是阿美族啦。
If you do visit Taiwan, one of the most popular tribes is the Amei tribe.
大概是20多万人。
And there are about 200,000.Populate. They have 200,000 population.
泰雅尔族，泰人的啊，
泰雅
是有点类似泰国人啊。
And the second biggest tribe is the tribe of Taiya.
14万人。
And about they have a population of 140,000 people.
最少就是日月等的少族，就是少啊。
And the smallest tribe is the tribe of Sao.
大概是3000多人。
About 3,000 people.
那么政府呢，要拉拢这些民族的时候
，And when the government is trying to win the tribes over，
我们绝对不能讲说政府不对啊，政府是对的。
We can't say that the government was a mistake。
他希望每个民族都能够跟政府配合，大家能够融合啊。
Because the goal of the government is to integrate every tribe and to become a unity within the society。
就把他们的文化拿出来宣扬。
And so often the government will promote the tribe's culture.
难免的喝酒的文化、吃的文化、跳舞的文化、丰年祭啊，这收获节啊，那个节气都拿出来的。
So what they do is they would take for example, the culture of wine, of how they drink wine, the culture of their gourmet, and their culture of different of their festivals, and they will promote it and make advertisements.
你上网去看，他们那种疯人去跳舞啊，非常漂亮。
If you go online and you see how each tribe they have their own dance, it's very beautiful.
每一组服装不一样。
And they have different costumes.
那么联合表演的时候，哇，可以说是非常震撼的啊！联合表演的时候啊
，And when they have the opportunity to perform together, it is quite an amazing sight.
包括我们客家有一个什么什么通花节。
Even the local Hakai people, they also they have
a同树啊，同有那个同。这是一个节气啊！
They also have a floral festival.
他把每个民族都弄一个文化出来。
So every local tribe in Taiwan, government would promote their festival.
政府做法绝对是对的。
Their thought and it's on the right track.
今天我们拿宗教来看的时候，我们信仰来看的时候
，But if we look at from the perspective of faith.
你怎么可以跳这种丰年祭呢？就在拜他们的祖先啊！
Why would we dance their dance? Because their dance is an act of worshiping their own ancestors.
有的是拜他们的龙神啊，龙叶神啊。
Sometimes their dance is to worship the spring god.
有的拜他们祖先的灵啊，祖灵啊，祖先的灵魂啊。
Or even to worship the souls of their ancestors.
那我们信徒也都不会判断的。
But a lot of times our members are not able to discern what's right and wrong.
所以有些年轻人说，哎，我们参加这什么有什么关系呢？也跑去参加了。
And so our members will say, well, you know, what's so wrong for attending festivals like this? So they all go and attend the festivals.
所以台总就很紧张了。
So I, Taiwan GA is very serious.Or it's very concerned.
And
that's why the GA will send out letters to inform members.
传道啊，你去了解他们办的活动是有没有跟这个信仰有关系的。
And they will send pastors to understand whether their attendance at certain festival has something to do with idol worship.
从国家的文化来看，它是非常漂亮、非常很多的内容。
From the perspective of a society or a perspective of government, the thoughts and the purpose behind it is on the right track.
但是我们必须去做区别，去了解。
But as in terms of faith, we have to able to discern.
那当中呢，我们今天还有跟当时有关系的哦。今天这个风气跟罗马时代有关系的哦。
And even today, we still have some festivals or holidays that has something to do with back in the Roman time period.
我想不是只有国内，我们国外是一样啊。你们哪一位不知道自己星座的星象的座的莱翁啦这个水瓶座的，我们这边有没有流行这个啊？
For example, how many of you actually know your own horoscope?
一年12个月嘛。
There's 12 horoscope in a year.
每半年就有一个星座，一个星星的代表啊。
And it changes throughout the year.
那很多人就相信了，哇，这个星座什么时候那个运气很好，什么时候结婚有问题，什么时候不能做什么事情，就相信了。
And some people actually believe because horoscope will tell when you're supposed to do what or what color you should wear, what is your lucky number and things like that.
几乎国内每个人都知道我自己什么星座。
For example, in Taiwan, almost everyone knows what type of horoscope.
就去看那个资料啊。
And they actually will read.
哇，今天我出门有危险。
And they read things like, the book will tell them, today you're not allowed to drive.
这个月我做生意会赚钱。
Oh, this month you will gain if you do business.
相信这些。
They believe in that.
所以每个时代每个这个文化都不一样的。
So every generation have its own culture and its legacy that it leaves behind.
今天我们在建立基督的身体。我们在建立基督的身体。
But today, as we build up the body of Christ,
在教会里面有不同的工作职位。
And in church, there are different positions and responsibilities.
这些工人你一定要记得。
All these workers, you must remember.
这些职位啊，不是你的阶级。
This type of your positions are not your value.
去年我被安利做长老呢，他说你怎么升官了？说我升官了。
Last year I was anointed as elder, and people will come to me and say, "Congratulations, you just went up one more level."
我就开个玩笑说，升官有没有发财呀？
And then I joke with them and say, "Yeah, I went on the level, but not my wealth."
其实这个职位其实不重要的。
It doesn't matter what type of title do we own.
当然是要面对这些外交的神学院，他们院长来的长老，我们出去传道，好像被人看扁了所以叫这个考量啊。
It's only under the consideration that other denominations, when they send someone to meet you, they're either pastor, an elder, or even the principal of the school of theology. And in order to have an appropriate title, that's why we took that into consideration.
我们那边小朋友说：“我才不要叫你长老了，我叫你团督辈的。”我们小朋友就这样讲：“不要叫你长老。
”My own kids tell me that I don't want to call you elder, I just still want to call you a pastor.
千万不要把这些职位当做阶级，千万不要。
We must remember that we should not put too much emphasis on this position as our own title.
我们这些干部也不是什么超能的都是侍奉大家。一定要有这个观念。
We must remember that as council members or as an important worker of God, we are there to serve. We're not there for the title.
如果不能按时分粮把信徒建立起来让他们能够对教有帮助，那这个职有什么用呢？没有用了。
But if we hold such position and we are unable to equip the members to build up the body of Christ, then what is the meaning or the purpose for our position?
这些传福音的先知使徒，各个都是在协助信徒成长。你有这个责任，要让信徒成长。
Whether you're an apostle, a prophet, or an evangelist, your responsibility is to help the members grow.
今天总不能说当传道怕讲道，当传道怕传道啊，布道啊，这怎么可以呢？
You can't say that, "Oh, I'm a pastor, but I don't like to evangelize," or "I am a pastor and I don't like to preach on the pulpit."
使徒时代这些职事在管理的，你要管理这些教会的问工作，你要出面来处理的，这是一个管家一样啊。
In apostolic times, the apostles they need to take charge.Of taking care of church matters.
长老公司要接待呢。
And even the elders, they need to know how to greet the members.
不是在那边等人家接待呢。
They are not waiting for others to come and greet them.
这边的先知就是要不断的去领受神的话，新约时代先知要领受神的话来传达。
And the prophets, they constantly pray to receive revelation from God.
这些传福音的，你要把真理传出去呀。
And the evangelists, their goal is to preach the truth.
这个牧者，你要照顾信徒的属灵知识，他的肉体，他的这个灵性，要把它牧养起来。
And the pastor is to pastor the members so that they grow and they are filled with the words of God.
我们教还有一门课没有开牧患学、牧养学，根本都没有开过。
In our church, and you probably never heard of the study of pastoring.
约翰福音二十一章就有了哈。约翰福音二十一章。
In John chapter 21, you will see such recording.
耶稣跟彼得怎么讲
？What did Jesus Christ told Peter?
你要牧养我的羊。
You must pastor my sheep.
你要牧养我的小羊。
You must take care of my sheep.
你要喂养我的羊。
You must feed my sheep.
那里头三个牧养都不一样的。
And there, the three type of pastoring is very different.
你要牧养我的羊。
You must feed my lambs.
就是。你要把这个道理传给他，好好跟他培养。
It means that you need to preach the truth to them. You need to cultivate them.
放牧我的羊。
You must
放牧。
You must feed my sheep.
羊你要让它自己去找草来吃啊。
It's that means that you need to feed them, help them to find the grass.
牧场那么大，你要教它去找草。
You must shepherd them, help them to find what to eat.
第三个，你要喂养我的羊。
The third one is to feed my lambs.
小的、老的、病的，拿去喂它。
Whether they are young, old, or little ones, you need to feed them.
今天我们在教会里面就是需要加强这方面。
Today at church, this is what we need to emphasize.
陪陪老人家坐一坐聊聊天嘛。
Sit with the elderly people, talk with them, chat with them.
我们这些牧者总不能说怨人，哎呀，老人家很麻烦啊，要陪他坐一坐，陪他谈谈话。
As shepherds, you can say, so tiring talking with elderly people. I want to avoid this type of work.
你不要小看小朋友，你也是要照顾他。
Look at the little children. You too need to take care of them.
生病的还是要找回来。
Those who are sick, you need to find them and search them.
所以他这里说呢，把他们牧养起来，把他们装备之后。
That's why here states that you need to prepare them. You need to equip the members.
他们就不会飘来飘去。
When they are fully equipped, then they will not wave back and forth. They will not blown from here and there.
不会随从异端。
They will not follow the teachings of this world.
所以十五节才说。
Therefore, 15 here states.
用爱心说诚实话。
Speaking the truth in love.
诚实话两个意思。
Truth, two meaning.
一个要真真实实讲真理。
It's speak the truth in honest words.
不要歪曲真理。
Do not twitch the truth.
有时候讲神话的人。
Sometimes, those who speak the words of God.
也会用不真实的话来骗信徒，不可以的。
Sometimes we'll use unrealistic or not or false words to teach the truth of God.
另外一个就是要诚诚实实跟他讲话。
And the next one is to speak with them with honest truth.
教会里头最怕什么？
What is church most afraid of?
乱传话。
It's gossips.
这个谣言乱传。
It's false gossips.
而且不讲诚实话。
It's lack of honesty.
你说我讲诚实话很吃亏，你会被人家讨厌。
You might say, if I speak the truth, people will dislike me.
当然要技巧一点啊，不要当面这样就随便骂人家啊，技巧一点。
Of course, we need to be smart on how to express those words.
我们最担心就是今天你看到信徒，看到某些人做的不对，可是这些牧人不敢跟他讲，或是打哈哈过去，很糟糕。
Often we're concerned that whenever we see someone make a mistake, and as a shepherd, they are afraid to transmit the truth to the person.
这个就没有尽本分的。
That means the shepherd himself did not pay his responsibility.
当然教会也不会建立完美的身体。
And the church will then unable to build up.
所以要凡事长进。连于严守。第十五节的后面。
Verse 15 here says that we need to grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ.
我们这些工人呢，你要凡事长进。
We as workers of God, we need to grow up in all aspects.
然后连在严守身上。
And to be connected to the head.
这句话说，他就是头。连女严守身上，这原来就是说，他就是头。
And here states because he is the head.
不要忘记啊。
Don't forget that.
我们老前面常讲一句话。
Our workers used to say.
昨天呢，又从林宏文长老口中又讲出来的。
Yesterday I heard it from Elder Liu.
神是公义的。
God is just.
哪一个人骗人，那个不骗人，神都知道。
Who lies and who is being dishonest, God knows.
我们要怕神的报应。
We must be afraid of God's judgment.
很生气啊。
He was actually angry when he said this.
其实年轻的神学说：“哎呦，这个长老怎么这么凶了？”
Maybe when if you walk around him, you might think, "How come this elder is so upset?"
我们过去长时间在一起过。
But in the past, I I know him for a long time.
所以他这个语重心长啊，感受很深。
But I totally understand what he meant by those words.
所以我们常觉得这些早期这些长子啊，真的是那个长子风范呢、啊，值得我们学习啊。
We need to learn from our precedent workers.
我常说，我们这一代啊，真是不如列祖了，真的不如列祖啊。
I sometimes say that this generation is.
不但不如那老祖先，要不然他们 那边也不如我们今天的 老前辈啊， 都比不上的。
This generation comparing to the Old Testament saints or even our precedent workers, we're really behind.
保罗说，他就是头。
Paul says he is Christ, he is head.
尊重这个头，你承认这个头。
You follow this head.You attach yourself to this head.
才会尽本分。
Then you will pay your full responsibility.
才会讲真理。
Then you will be able to speak the truth.
才会诚实待人。
Then you will treat others with truth.
才会装备弟兄姐妹。
Then you will be able to equip brothers and sisters.
渐渐增长。
And you will grow spiritually.
同时在爱当中来建立自己。
Likewise, you will build yourself up in love.
今天我们用善的做出去，好的做出去。
Today we do good deeds.
明天好的回报。
Tomorrow we'll be returned with good deeds.
今天我们谎话讲出去。
Today we say a lie.
明天伤害的是我自己。
Tomorrow we are actually the ones being hurt by the lie.
这一点非常重要。
This is very important.
我们俗话说：“你种什么，你就是收什么。”
There's a saying that says, "What you plant is what you reap."
我们要建立我们自己的信仰。
We must build up our own faith.
我们就用善的来帮助别人。
Then we need to do good deeds to help one another.
这一部分呢，我只能简单这样讲就好了。
I will shortly just I will stop here with analogy number five.
每个信徒能够成长。
If today every member can grow,
不被这个错误的风俗来影响、来欺骗
，and not misguided by the cunnings and the teachings of this world,
才能够守住信仰
，and they are all able to keep themselves in the faith.
我现在讲第六个。
Now I'm going to continue on to analogy number six.
婚姻的比方。
It's the analogy of marriage.
那这一段，我想我们都非常熟的。
I know that we are very familiar with this section, this passage.
在五章的二十二到三十二。
It's chapter 5, verse 22 to verse 32.
那么我们看到第五个比方来的时候
，When we read up to analogy number 5,
你就发现它整个比方就越来越精彩。
We realize that each analogy progresses and becomes even more interesting.
原来婚姻制度。也在建立教会的图像当中。
We come to realize that even the marital relationship is included in how to build up a church.
它不但是人跟人之间的一个基础的架构。
It is not only a principle or a main relationship.
我们一定要去了解这个婚姻的属灵的意涵、属灵的内涵。
But we must understand the spiritual teachings of marriage.
即使是我们本会的信徒，是基督徒也好。
Even as a Christian,
不见得了解婚姻的这个意义啊。
Not necessarily understands the true meaning of marriage.
男大当婚，女大当男的，长大就要结婚，就要嫁娶。
We often feel brothers are a certain age, sisters at a certain age, they are suitable for marriage, they should get married.
好像年龄适合就是结婚。
If they are the right age, then they should get married.
这当然在我们的生理上的反应啊。
Of course, a lot of times it's reflected through our physical body.
我们也想说神为什么会让我们有这种生理上的反应。
But we need to think, why does God create us in this way that we reflect that on our physical appearance.
他都在表达神属灵的意义的，他一直在表达宣告的，一直在宣告的。
It's all to proclaim and teach us the teachings of God.
我们也稍微提过了婚姻的道理。
We previously already talked about marriage.
创世纪一开始就有写了。
It was stated since the beginning of time in Genesis.
父母跟妻子联合。
To live with your parents, to leave your parents and unite with your wife.
何西阿书。
In the book of Hosea.
是旧约婚姻到底最讲的最多的一卷呢。
It is marriage.You will find the recordings of marriage the most in the book of Hosea.
讲到选民跟神的关系。
It talks about the chosen people and their relationship with God.
主耶稣在讲。
Jesus Christ also talked about marriage.
保罗这边在讲。
And Paul here also mentions about marriage.
到最后启示录。
And in the end, in the book of Revelation,
说我们要准备完全。
That we need to equip and prepare ourselves to be complete.
迎接基督的再临。
To wait, to receive the coming of Jesus Christ.
所以呢，新妇要自己准备好。
Therefore, as bride, they need to prepare.
因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了。
Because the time of the banquet is about to come.
这几个地方跟我们说明之后。
After these few passages in the Bible.
我们大概已经明白了。
We have come to an understanding.
因为婚姻这个图像。
The analogy of marriage
很完整地在表明基督跟教会的关系。
Very comprehensively expresses the relationship of church and Christ.
那在这个地方他有提到基督是教会的头教会是基督的身体。
Here, in verse 23 says, the Christ is the head of the church, his body, which is his, is the Savior.
这也是一个婚姻的象喻形象的比喻这个象喻是神用词象喻形象的比喻
It's a symbology here that they used.
基督呢这是新郎。
Christ is the groom.
教会呢就是新妇。
And church is the bride.
那这里面所强调的
，What here emphasized
不是着重在这个妻子顺服丈夫的问题。
It's not on we're not focusing here on the obedience of wife to husband。
我们要特别注意到他对丈夫的强调。
We must first of all recognize the emphasis here on the groom。
二十三节说，丈夫是妻子的头。
Verse 23 here says Christ is the head of the church.
25节马上讲说你们做丈夫的。
But 25 here immediately says husbands.
28节说丈夫也当怎么爱妻子。
And 28 here again states as husbands you ought to love your wives.
像基督对待教会一样。
Like how Christ treats the church.
然后说做丈夫的离开父母跟妻子联合。
As Groom, you must depart your parent and unite with your wife.
丈夫怎么爱惜妻子
？How husbands should love their wife?
一直在表达神基督的爱。
Continuously, repeatedly, state the love between church and Christ.
基督怎么来重视这个教会
？How Christ put so much emphasis on church?
他这里不是说座头是管辖，不是呢？不是管辖，不是管。
Here it's not talking about how one is controlling the other.
都是这个爱啦、牺牲啦、眷顾啦这些动作。
But rather the actions of sacrifice, love, and care.
你把那个动词全部抓出来看就知道了。
If you take out all the verbs, then you will come to realize.
这个神在创造万物的时候。
Since the creation of time,
创世纪里面最原始的经文
In Genesis, one of the most original texts.
你看他每一天创造的这些东西。
Look at God's creation.
从没生命的到有生命。
From things that have no life to living things.
从低等的到最后的人类高等的。
To the most primal levels to the most upscale.
它都像楼梯一样。一个一个上去。
They are like ladders that go up step by step.
越到后面
the higher they climb.
它的层次越高
The higher their status.
所以越好，越后面越好。
So the latter ones are better than what was created.
现在请问
beforehand.
神的创造当中，哪一样是最后一个
？So let me ask you, what was the last creation that God created?
大声一点。
Can you be louder?
女人是最后一个创造的。
It's women.
所以每次讲这一段呢，姐妹最高兴了，多荣耀。
Every time when I talk about this, sisters are so happy because they have all this glory.
女人是最荣耀的。
Rather, women are the most glorious.
从犹太文化里面可以看到两个。
In the Jewish tradition, you can see.
第一个，女人生的犹太女人生的系统才是犹太人。
First, only those born of a Jewish woman are they considered Jewish.
讲个比较不好听的话。
If we say it in a different term,
我们的女儿如果做坏事啊，生的孩子还是我们的血统。嗯，我们的女人，我们的女儿做坏事啊，啊，结果怀孕生孩子，那个还是我们的血统啊。
If a woman does evil deeds, and those born out of her are still in the same bloodline.
媳妇生的儿子不一定我们的血统。
But those born of our daughter-in-law, they are not of our bloodline.
听不懂就算了啊。
If you understand, it's good. If you don't, forget about it.
像犹太以色列他们的血统思想这么的细腻啊。
Think about this is how the Jewish think of their own bloodline.
第二个。
Second.
家中的重的东西，女人不必搬，不用搬动。
In the household of in the Jewish household, anything that's heavy, women do not need to lift.
男的在搬。
Those labor works are done by men.
到今天还是这样。
It's still the same till today.
我也取一个笑话啊，你看那个从夫妻啊，从那个百货公司出来啊。
I said a joke. I said, there are a couple who came out from the mall.
买了很多东西。
And they bought a lot of stuff.
常常是太太这边抓几袋，能抓几袋，老公走在前面大摇大摆的，不拿东西的。
You will see that usually husband walks in front of the wife while the wife is behind, and they have bags and bags of clothes or items on their hand.
所以要诸位太太们啊，买东西啊，老公过来带回家。
So sisters, next time when you buy a lot of stuff, make sure you call your husband to come and pick it up.
在圣经里头，规定对女人的规定都是保护。
In the guidance of the Bible, the teachings of towards women is always protection.
为什么一家之主是男人？
Why is the head of the household man?
你就要负责做这些事情。
And since you are the head, then you're responsible for those tasks.
甚至于为太太做到死，你都合理的。
And even if you labor till death, it's reasonable.
因为你要保护这个家。
Because you have the responsibility to protect your household.
女人是弱者啊。
And women, they are the weaker party.
但是在神眼中，那是创造当中最完美的。
But in God's eyes, they are the most perfect of His creation.
所以到这个三十二节就讲了。
So verse 32 here states.
这是极大的奥秘。
This is a great mystery.
不懂道理的人永远不会了解。
If you don't know the truth, then you don't understand this profound mystery.
因此，我们就可以知道婚姻在结婚的制度上，我们教会所走的是一个很正确的路线。
So we know and come to understand the perspective of our church towards marriage is on the right track.
当然，我们这样讲出来可能会稍微伤到一部分的弟兄姐妹。
Of course, when we state this, it might hurt some of the brothers and sisters.
但是我们希望大家都回归圣经。
But we sincerely hope that everyone can return to the Bible.
教会跟基督的关系。
The church and Christ.
这是神圣的。
This is a holy relationship.
所以自古以来就是要求这个犹太人以色列人不娶外族的。
And therefore, God has requested His own chosen people to not marry any outsiders.
今天我们当然会发现有这么困难。
But today we come to realize it may be difficult.
我们希望不是族内结婚的要赶快把另一半带进教会来。
So we sincerely hope that if your other half is not a member of True Jesus Church, they can bring them and to come and believe.
第二个。
Secondly.
在婚姻的仪节上，我们一定是有一个规定的。
在婚姻
婚姻的婚交接礼
in the ceremony of marriage there are some regulations
一定是我们的信徒呢才会在会堂里面办结婚典礼
only our church members can have the ceremony in the church and the chapel
来看以弗所书你就可以了解了
if you read the book of Ephesians you will understand
他说我是指着基督跟教会说的
I referring to the church and Christ
那这个保罗好像有时候讲一讲就像陈传道一样，要多一个，就再多几句话也好啊。讲完了又多几句话。
Paul sometimes, after he say something, he will say a couple more extra sentences to support.
33，然而你们个人都爱妻子。
And
33节。
Verse 33, he said, however, each one of you also must love his wife.
如同爱自己一样。
And he loves himself.
前面都讲过了啦。
But Paul already mentioned that in the previous passages.
可是这很啰嗦的，再补一下，再补一下。
But Paul often remind us with an extra sentence here and there.
不要忘记，这个是书信。
Don't forget, this is a letter.
书信有时候就是讲完了，要补一句话。
When you write a letter, you will complete your letter and P.S. you will add an extra sentence.
因为呢。保罗在讲的时候是旁边的人帮他写的。
Because this was written down while Paul orally stated us.
就像我现在
verbally stated.
在神学院上班的时候也是这样啊。
Just like when I was in a graduate program.
要发一个公文或是发一个 email.
When I need to send out an email or letter.
我自己都没来动笔的。
I usually don't write them myself.
有时候就很不好意思啊，就很不客气说，跟我的秘书讲说，何美正，美正，来发一个公文。
Sometimes I call the sister who is my secretary and I say, hey, can you help me with sending a letter?
她就拿纸拿笔在那边等了。
And then she would take a pen and a piece of paper waiting for me.
我就在那念啊，第一什么，第二什么，第三什么。
And I would say it and then she would write it down.
她就赶快写写写写写。
She would quickly scribble it down.
拼出来，请看一下。
And then after she keys it in and prints it, she would show me whether this is.Based on what I want.
我说不行不行，这个要改要改，要改一改要丢给他。
And then I will make changes and I will give it back to her.
那保罗的时代也是这样的。
And this is the same thing with Paul.
所以很多书信都是别人代笔的。
So many times Paul's letter are not written by himself.
那这种情形最终发生什么？就是后面再补一句话。
And
补一下。
In this circumstance, it's very easily when Paul make changes and adds an extra sentence here and there.
所以把这些书信看成经典。看这些圣经的这个经卷。
But when we read these letters, we look at it as a scripture.
但是有时候你要知道说，哦，写信的时候常常会有这样的。
But you must understand that this is a very common thing to happen when someone writes a letter.
这是婚姻的图像。
This is the analogy of marriage.
教会跟基督的关系这么密切。
The relationship of Christ and church is very intimate.
今天。基督为教会已经这么多的牺牲。
And today Christ has suffered so much for church.
那我们应该也要能够到他面前来侍奉他。
And therefore we must be able to come before him to serve him.
最后一个第七个。
Lastly, it's the seventh analogy.
我想这个不用讲很多了。
The analogy, we won't go into details for this analogy.
圣战士。
It's the holy soldier.
我们看第六章。
Let's read Ephesians chapter 6.
他从第十节讲到第十七节。
From verse 10 to verse 17.
保罗受犹太人、受罗马人的逼迫最大。
Among all the apostles, maybe Paul was the one being persecuted the most by the Roman soldiers.
但是我们很佩服保罗这个人。
But we have to give Paul the thumbs up.
他竟然能够把那些罗马兵的服装啊，拿来当做他道理的教训啊。
He actually took the equipment or the armor of a soldier as the teaching of God.
没有那个恨在当中。
In it, there's no hate.
反而把它拿来当教训。
Instead, he accepted it and became a teaching.
我们知道罗马帝国从兴起共和到结束兴起。建立共和到结束。
We know that the Roman Empire since the beginning of it until the Republic times and eventually the fall of the Roman Empire.
它前后有600多年。
There are across a total of 600 years.
很可怕的帝国。
It is quite an amazing empire.
很多的电影都拍他们的这个历史。
Many movies are based on the time period of Rome.
在强盛的时期。
And during their golden age,
他们的军队几乎每战必胜。
Every battle that their army come across, they will not lose.
我们很难去想象说这个军队怎么这么厉害。
It's unthinkable of how strong their army is.
他的步兵、他的马兵、他的车队。
Their chariots, their soldiers, they are unthinkable.
他的海军。
Even their navy.
只要他到什么地方去，就是打胜仗。
Whichever place they reach, there's only a win.
我相信这个保罗看在眼中的。
We see that Paul sees all of this.
所以他希望说，这个神的教会应该是像这样才对。
And he sincerely hopes from the bottom of his heart that the kingdom of God should be just like that of the Roman Empire.
今天我们每一个信徒对使徒教会来讲，每一个门徒，每一个基督徒都应该像军人那种奋战。
Today, every single member from church should be just like a soldier.
保罗在宣教上你读他的历史，你就吓一跳啊。
During Paul's evangelism, if you read his evangelism, you will you'll be surprised.
他从46年直到67年。
From 46 AD, he wrote till 76 AD.
这样才21年左右。
About 21 years.
他建立会堂好像在种树一样啊，所以我们像种树一样。
He established churches just as planting a tree.
我们教会都习惯说，分社教会，对不对
？Our church is more used to splitting up and establishing a new church.
这个用词是有一点点问题。
I find that term splitting is a problem.
分出去了没有关系。
It's like you split a body part and you don't care much about it.
在神学界当中一个名词叫做植堂，种那个树那植啊，植一个会堂，植一个会堂，种一个会堂，种一个会堂。
But in the terms of theologians, they like to use the term plant. Plant a church.
有些神学生跑来问了说。这个这是什么意思啊？怎么说职堂？职堂真的是什么东西？
Some of my students come and ask me, what does it mean to plant a church?
因为我个人跟外教的牧师接触也去他们上一点点课啊。
I had the opportunity to learn from other ministers from other denominations.
当然也看了他们一些书啦。
And I read some of their books.
我在读神学院的时候
When I was studying the graduate program,
我自己十年当中没有看外面的书。
For 10 years, I really never read any published books.
十年当中，把我们真耶稣教会说的出版品全部都看。
By non-TJC, but instead during those 10 years, I read all the published books that were published by our church.
包括杨元章的圣经要道。
Including the books written by Elder Ying,
谢顺道长老的《圣灵论》
，or the Doctrine of Holy Spirit by Elder Xie,
还有郭子言长老的《言论集》
，or the books published by Elder Guo,
还有陈克恩长老的《以色列啊，新耶路撒冷》，我都看。
Or the books published by Elder Chen,
都是非常精彩的。
They are very spectacular books.
再就是我们的圣灵月刊，当时叫圣灵报。
Or our Holy Spirit Monthly.
还有一个宗教教育。
Or our Religious Education Monthly.
我在十年当中就是全部看这些。
In my 10 years of study, those were the only books I read.
自己的真理不要被跑掉了错误的。
What I was hoping is that I can root down in my concept of about the truth.
十年之后
，10 years later，
我才开始把我神学系毕业的论文开始整理成第一本书。
I compiled the thesis of my graduate program into my first book.
这是以斯拉基的会堂。
It's the temple in the times of Ezra.
啊，那个时候开始看外面的书。
And that was when I started reading or referencing non-TJC published books.
就发现外教的书什么地方错误了，就把它画出来，啪啪画掉。
And whenever I find a mistake of concept, then I will highlight it.
所以外教一讲不对，马上很敏感，就是哎，它不对了。
And so I became very sensitive when I hear other denominations say something and they are wrong.
所以他们的用词呢，有一些我就很清楚。
And that is why I'm also familiarize myself with particular terms that other denominations use.
保罗宣教二十一年当中
，in the 21 years of Paul's evangelism，
你看他跑多远
？See how far he reached.
从啊这个安提阿一直跑到以弗所，跑到啊这个罗马。
From Antioch to Ephesus, finally to Rome.
单单一个土耳其啊，土耳其半岛，土耳其半岛啊，这个一个国家。
Just like just Turkey Peninsula alone.
直线距离1800公里。
If you draw a straight line, it's 1,800 kilometers.
它的高度都在300到400，因为它是高原性的，空气比较稀薄，会喘，有时候会喘。
And it's about 300. Their altitude is about 300 kilometers above sea.
他这样跑了四趟。
And like in this distance, he went back and forth four times.
还有坐船。
And he on sea.
整个使徒时代教会啊，几乎一大半是他建立起来的。
The apostolic churches, about half of the numbers were established by Paul.
所以我们就知道保罗。他那个速度很快。
So we come to understand that Paul works in a very fast pace.
只有以弗所跟罗马不是他建立的。
Only the church of Ephesus and the church of Rome was not established by Paul.
你看他到塞浦路是居比路啊。
Whether he was at Cyprus.
他到这个哥林多啊
，or whether he was at Corinth，
帖撒罗尼加
，or Thessalonica，
雅典呐、啊、
，or Athens，
哥罗西地区，哥罗西有好几间教会、啊、
，or the Church of Colossae，
一直跑到欧洲啊
，even to the land the great Europe，
还跑到罗马去啊
，he even went to Rome，
根据历史的记载啊
，according to history。
他跑到西班牙去。
He even reached as far as Spain.
啊，罗马书十五章就写到的。
In Rome chapter four, Romans chapter four, it states that.
那两条腿啊，简直比马还快啊。
You see, his legs are faster than the horses.
我常常在想，我自己也这样想。
Sometimes I think.
我到今年我当传道35年。
As of today, I'm pastor. For 35 years.
我也把我自己工作的记录本写了一下。
And I have recorded down the works I have accomplished in the last 35 years.
盖了几间会堂。
I did establish a couple of churches.
买了几间会堂。
I purchased a couple of churches.
分设几间会堂。
I split a couple of churches.
那根本不能比啊。
It's really not comparable to what Paul has done.
保罗当时交通没有我们这样方便呢。
Back then transportation was not as easy as what we have today.
我们学生还很天真说，哎呀，传道他可能是骑马吧，骑驴子吧。
Even some of our students they said, oh, maybe Paul was riding a horse all this time.
我说保罗连吃饭都要自己支帐篷的，哪有那么多钱可以去骑这种东西呢？
I told him.Paul even have trouble where he's staying or what he's eating.
两条腿。
Why would he have extra money to purchase a horse?
一直跑，一直喘，一直跑，一直喘。
All he had was his own legs.
所以他的开拓性非常厉害。
So he was very magnificent in how he was able to evangelize.
我们都在期待说，今天可以出现这种传道者啊。
Sometimes we sincerely hope that we have a pastor just like Paul.
把真道快速传出去。
To be able to, in a fast pace, spread our gospel.
不同种族、不同地区啊，不同语言。
No matter in what type of language, race, or land.
希腊文虽然是他们官方语言啊。
Greek was back then their common language.
各民族还是他们的语言呢、啊？各个民族啊，都是他们。
But every location or every region have their own local language.
真的，保罗宣教简直拼死啊，好像不怕死的，一直冲，一直冲。
But Paul was not afraid of death. All he cared was to continuously preach the gospel.
当然看很多了。
Of course, he understands a lot.
他用罗马军队的这种装扮呢、啊，来当做啊这个神工人的精神、教会的形象、图像。
Just like here, he used the armor of a soldier as a teaching and principle of the image of a Christian.
他看得非常清楚。
He has a very penetrating vision.
他说，我们今天征战的对象啊，不是属血气的。
Here says what we're against is not of the physical.
是那执政掌权的。
But the one that holds, but
常常会被
the rules and authorities
常常被解释为对政权来讲的。
Sometimes this will be misinterpreted as those that holds authority.
管辖幽暗世界的。
It's the spiritual, the power of the dark.
以及天空属灵气的。
And against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms.
指魔鬼。
And that refers to Satan.
啊，为什么会提到这个政治的问题？
Why did he mention about political issues here?
啊，你到欧洲去看那个图像的时候，
If we go to, we have a chance to visit Europe and we see their images.
看那个图画，
If you see their paintings,
一个圣战士，
the crusaders.
啊，骑着马。
How they ride the horse.
那是很长的枪。
And they have a they have a knife.
那个枪就。扎在一条龙上面
，or and pierced through a dragon。
这个叫做乔治亚屠龙记啊，那个就是 Georgia 哈，乔治亚屠龙啊，杀龙啊。
The painting is called Georgia。
圣乔治亚 ，Saint Georgia。
Saint Georgia。Killing a dragon。
而且它这个图案的意义在哪里呀、啊、
you must understand the meaning behind that painting。
那只龙呢？两个意思啊。
The dragon signifies two.
一个表示那是对罗马政府啊，是吧？这个是龙啊，你们就是龙啊。
First, it represents the Roman Empire.
一个就是说魔鬼啦，魔鬼撒旦。
And the other one signifies that the dragon is Satan.
啊，这个在西亚地区啊，这个土耳其啊，他们的博物馆很多都有这种图画，很多都有。
And if you go across Turkey, you also find similar paintings.
那保罗呢？他说我们要装备像军人一样。
So here Paul says that we need to equip ourselves like soldier.
所以他提到啊真理的问题啦。
So he talks about the problems regarding truth.
公义的问题。
The problems regarding righteous.
穿平安鞋，穿福音的鞋子。
It's to wear the shoes of peace.
十六节说：“拿着信德当盾牌
，and to take up the shield of faith，
头上戴着救恩的头盔
，and to have the helmet of salvation，
手上还要拿一个武器，就是灵的宝剑
，and to take up on the sword of the spirit。啊，
真理就是啊，教义规模。
The teaching of truth is It's setting a religious model.
公义非常重要。
Righteousness is very important.
今天我们最怕就看到教会没有公义，就麻烦了。
What we are concerned is see a church has no righteous.
这个影响教会太大了。
That will bring church a great effect.
传平安的福音。
Is to preach the gospel of peace.
自己要求自己有信德。
Is and also require yourself to have faith.
你才可以去抵挡那个仇敌的火箭。
Only like that can you fight the flaming arrows of the enemies.
罗马的盾牌有两种，两三种啊。
The Roman soldiers they have two or three types of shield.
啊，有的是啊这个金属片的。
One type is gold plated.
还有是用藤做的，用藤编的，用那个藤条。
The other type is a weed, woven by weed.
那有的盾牌是很长的。
Some shields are very long.
有的盾牌是小小的，圆圆的。
Some shields are round and small.
所以你常常看到那个军官发一个命令，发布命令，他的军人围起来四方形，把盾牌啪一放进去，就一个很完整的一个啊斗，那打斗场了。
Sometimes you see when the commander gives a command, the soldiers will stand in a square shape and they will lay down their shield, and that creates a fighting zone.
救恩当头盔，你要不断的纪念神的救恩。
Take the helmet of salvation.
今天你明白神的救恩，我们才不会对这个信仰产生摇摆。
We need to often ponder upon the salvation of God, so we will not be swayed in truth.
还有灵的宝剑，神的道。
And take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
神的话，圣经。
The word of God is holy, the Bible.
我们可以看到我们这边的弟兄姐妹都很重视圣经、读经、查经。
I can see that brothers and sisters here, you put much emphasis on having family services and at church service.
我已经把七个图像都讲完。
I finally finished all seven analogies.
最后几分钟来说总览。
I would like to make a conclusion right now.
已经稍微提过了。
The few things that I already mentioned.
它是一个图像。
Like I said previously, it will all add up to one picture.
有盖一个章。
And this picture will have a seal on it.
这个是神认定的啊，神认定的教会。
This is a genuine church that God recognizes.
再加上六个拼图放在这边。
And there's six puzzles.
每个图像都是教会。
Every pictorial resembles an aspect of the church.
但是把七个集合起来。
But when you collect all seven puzzles together,
成为一个荣耀的教会。
It becomes, it forms a glorious church.
历史故事当中
，throughout history,
有西方的理想国。
There is the utopia of the Western world.
东方中国的大同世界。
There is the Eastern concept of a perfect world.
有海角一乐园啊 ，New Zealand 就是海角一乐园，海角上的公园。New Zealand 就是啊，好，没有关系啊，都有一个理想啊，在想象啊。
And even people imagine that New Zealand, for example, is a corner where the perfect world can exist.
中国文学当中呢，有一本叫做《镜花缘》啊，这也是在讲这个理想的世界啊，这不用翻译啊。所以呢，在人类历史当中，期望有一个完美的国度啊。
So throughout human history, in all ages, we hope for that utopia.
教会图像呢，它其实在讲一个期待的。
Likewise, the seven analogy talks about a church that we all hope to reach.
这个教会什么时候实现？我们
都不敢讲啊。When would this perfect church be realized?
因为常常我们发现我们自己也是很多的软弱啊。
I can't say because often we will still find weakness within ourselves.
但是保罗把它写出来。
But Paul took all these concepts and put them in words.
这是要让我们以这个做目标去努力。
And so that we can set this as our goal and we can strive for it.
今天我个人会把它写出来。
Today I wrote them down out in books.
好像懂很多的样子。
As if I quite understand this concept.
可是我自己如果不做。
But if I don't act upon it.
自己没有品德。
And I don't have the morality.
还是一样中箭完蛋啊，中箭嘛，死掉的嘛。
I will still be killed.
你讲那么多有什么用呢
？Does it matter how much I say？
所以我们希望把这些道理放在我们的信仰生活当中。
So I sincerely hope we can place the truth into our daily lives.
它是一个桌面上的一个图案。
It's a one-dimension picture that we see on the table.
但是我把这七个图案一个一个叠上来。
But as we stack each and every analogy on top of one another.
圣灵是教会一个价值核心。
The Holy Spirit is the axis of a church.
一个一个叠上去。
And as we continue stacking others' analogies on top of the other,
到了圣战士这个层次。
And as we reach the level of Holy Soldier,
也是教会 要能够战争啊。
It's so that church can equip themselves to into battle.
信徒如果不会战争哦，这个教会不是荣耀的。
If members of the church do not know how to war, then this is not a complete church.
不要看到慕道者说：“哎呦，我不会讲道，赶快传道你去讲哦，就把他推给传道了。”张老师说：“你去讲哦。”
For example, if we see a truth seeker and you run away and you go running for a pastor to come and evangelize,
你那个领的宝剑呢、啊、不够。不会耍，不会用。
That means that you can't really use the words of God, which is the sword of spirit.
基督徒呢，一辈子都在进行属灵的战争，这一点我们一定要记得。
We must often be reminded that as Christian, throughout our journey of faith, we are constantly in a warfare.
每一个时刻都不可以放松。
There is no single moment that we should relax.
当然不是叫我们的绷得紧紧的哈。
Of course, I'm not asking you to be very serious all the time.
但是我们随时要去注意到。
But we must focus.
什么时候我们宝剑要拔出来
？When are the times that we need to take out the sword of spirit？
身上装备不可以卸下来。
When we need to be equipped with the armor？
那这样我们就可以建立一个荣耀的教会。
Like this, then we canEstablish a glorifying church.
很期待啊，在我们这个世代当中，可以看到这样的教会。
I sincerely hope that in this generation we can come to see the realization of this.
也求神祝我们伯恩教会的弟兄姐妹。
And I ask God to bless the brothers and sisters of Bowen Park Church.
还有所有的弟兄姐妹。
And all the brothers and sisters here.
愿圣灵跟我们同在。
May the Holy Spirit work among us.
我们最后来做一个祷告。
Lastly, we're going to conclude with a prayer.
求神把他的能力加添给我们。
We ask God to empower us with His strength.
同心跪下祷告。
We kneel down and pray.